behind in the fortress have been given knowledge that would help us in times to come. Shvetya seems very interested in our success. He tried to give us what he believed would be useful tools. But he's very slow and has his own demonic perspectives and doesn't know how to explain anything clearly. So it's extremely likely that there is a lot we know that we won't know we know until something makes us think of it. Be patient with us. We'll probably be a little strange for a while. I'm having trouble getting used to the re-educated me, and I live here. New knowledge pops up every time I turn around. Right now, though, I just want to get off this plane. Our resources are still limited. We have to establish ourselves as fast as we can. Those faces I could discern revealed fear of the future. Somewhere the dog whined. Iqbal's baby whimpered momentarily as Suruvija shifted her from one nipple to the other. In my consideration, that child ought to have been weaned by now, but I knew I had no justification for my opinion. None of my babies have been born yet, and it is getting a little late to bring them in. People waited for me to tell them something informative. The more thoughtful now wondered what new troubles awaited us since we had actually made it this far. Swan could be right. It could be harvest season in the land of unknown shadows, and it could also be the season for scalping foreigners. I was troubled myself, but had been faced with the unknown so often that I had calluses on that breed of fear. I knew perfectly well it would do me no good to fuss and worry when I had no idea what lay ahead. But worry I would anyway. Even when knowledge contracted, while I slept, assured me that we would not encounter disasters once we shifted off the plane. I had planned to offer a rousing speech, but quickly discarded that notion. No one was interested, not even me. Is everybody ready? Then let's go. Getting started took less time than I expected. Most of my brothers had not stopped to hear me say what they anticipated would be the same old, same old. They had gone on getting ready to roll. I told Swan, I guess in those days the company works a lot better after supper and a hard day's work. That's for me. Works even better when I've had something to drink, and it's a kick-ass wowzer after I've gone to bed. I walked with Sara for a while, renewing our acquaintance, easing the strain between us. She remained tense, though. It would not be that long before she had to deal with her husband in the flesh for the first time in a decade and a half. I did not know how to make that easier for her. Then I walked with the Radisha for an hour. She, too, was in an unsettled mood. It had been even longer since she had had to deal with her brother in all but the most remote capacities. She was a realist, however.
There's nothing I can lose to him, is there? I've lost it all already. First to the Protector, through my own blindness. Then you stole me away from Taglios, and robbed me of even the hope of reclaiming my place.
Bet you something, Princess.
Bet you that you're already being remembered as the mother of a golden age.
That actually seemed a reasonable prediction. The past always seems better when the present consists of clabbered misery. Even without the Protector back in the capital yet,